Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one or growing one or trying to get rid of one. We've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage when you get there. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It's free, too, by the way. Having a great visit with our good friend Terry Barbara. We're talking about the research that he's done on the top 25 most inspiring companies and why they inspired people. Terry, anything else you want to talk about the report before we talk about how small business owners can inspire their own customers, and also make sure we get the website where we can find out where to find you and the report?
Yeah, you bet. We want to, in fact, there's an entire white paper that we've developed, Jim, that's got lots and lots of data behind it. If anybody's interested, they can go to giinspiration.com and download it for free. So I would just encourage people to really look into it. And again, my encouragement across the board is please don't get hung up on the fact that these are big brands that we are reporting on. There is something to be had, something to be learned and applied for every single business, mm-hmm. no matter how big or small that you may
right.
be.
What's that website again?
It's giinspiration.com.
Giinspiration.com. All right, so check it out there, folks. So what's the best way that a small business can do the things that these top 25 companies did?
Here are four very critical phases that a company has to go through. Number one, find your inspiration DNA. And what we mean by that is uncover the why of what you do. Not the what, not the how, but the why. Get into understanding how your product, how your service is enhancing the lives of the people that you're serving. Number two, close the leadership gap. It is just the fact that 85% of productivity and engagement can be directly attributable within the relationship between management and their direct reports.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, inspire and energize your entire employee base through the leadership. In other words, don't be looking to bring in outside experts. Teach and equip your leaders, your managers, to be the ones who are the heroes and to energize your employee base. And number four,
I like that idea because when you bring in somebody from outside, you need to make sure that there's absolutely positively no way that you could have pulled that off inside. Because otherwise, somebody inside is going to say, well, you know, all you had to do was ask us, boss.
And it's so true. There's so much creativity inside of an organization, and many times it's just skinned over with hard, calloused type mm-hmm. resilience. And we just need to create an environment where they can really flourish and
right.
be the creative types that they truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to happen through their leadership and not just by allowing somebody else from the outside to come in and be the hero.
Well, and also another way to do that is to identify the direction that you want to go in, that inspirational direction, or whatever it may be, and ask somebody to take ownership of it. You might be amazed at who will step up and take ownership of that.
Absolutely.
Number four.
Number four is listen and engage your customers in your community. Here's a part that every single one of these brands did that we
What a novel idea. Ask your customers.
Ask your customers. And you know, what's fascinating is how many of these companies actually are pulling these customers together in an environment where they are, it's not just a focus group. It's like a collaborative kind of initiative. As they sit there and they listen and they share their vision, mission with their customers and ask the customer, what can we do that could be better? How can we move it forward? How can we potentially even equip and empower you to advocate in our behalf?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what they have to say. Make them a part of your marketing plan.
This is something that customers want more of, isn't it? They want to, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot, Terry, is the fact that customers co-own your brand. You don't own your brand or your brand message all by yourself. You have a partner in that, and that's your customers. And so you might as well ask them. You know, they're gonna contribute to your brand by telling people that you do what you say you do, or you won't do what you say you will do. And so you might as well get them involved in the whole process, right?
Well, you might as well. And the fact is that this is like your unpaid sales force. So to tap into their own energy, yes, absolutely, and pull them in very, very close to you to make them a part of it. You know, it used to be that from a marketing advertising perspective, you would talk at customers. You would push messages to them.
Right.
And now here's the opportunity to collaborate with them, talk with them, engage with them, not at them.
Well, and the thing is, to point out, Terry, this is not an option. What you're talking about, this is not some wacko, you know, off the charts idea that you or I have come up with. This is what customers are expecting these days, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely what they're expecting, and it really has become much more of a best practice in and among companies and brands
Absolutely.
Who are having major inspired.
Give us the website again, Terry.
GIinspiration.com.
Thanks, Terry, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim, bye-bye.
Terry Barber, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.